the 13th of November 2007, my girlfriend passed away. It was all my fault. It was due to music and the kind of situations it can get you involved in. It was all my fault, I can't complain. The pain that I'm feeling, I can't restrain. My mind got wrapped up in too much fame, but I'm being a man, now I'm taking the blame. And my mind ain't clear, I sometimes imagine it is sitting here smiling at me while shedding tears. But as I walk over, you just simply disappear. It was all my fault, I can't complain. The pain that I'm feeling, I can't restrain. My mind got wrapped up in too much fame, but I'm being a man, now I'm taking the blame. And my mind ain't clear, I sometimes imagine it is sitting here smiling at me while shedding tears. But as I walk over, you just simply disappear. I put the pen to the paper, begin to write. The worst night of my life started a rat. I was taking my chick out for a good time, but I never suspected it was gonna be hype. I was feeling fine, and at 5:30 I picked up my chick, so we left on time. To me she was my angel with the skies. It is perfect, I wanted to propose that night. We hit cinema as we walked inside. To my surprise I see boys on the side, and I realised that I got beef with these guys. They tried to hide, so I averted my eyes, and I picked up the pace cause I didn't have time to fight over gram. I thought to myself, why low on my life? I looked at my chick, let's just have a good time and forget them guys. But I thought to myself, now I gotta think wise. Keep thinking about all the guys outside. Gotta put my head straight, I ain't thinking right. There was no ways out, no place we could hide. She then grabbed my arm and repeated, here, take a good luck charm and he won't get harmed. And it might sound strange, but as soon as she said that, the pressure lifted and I felt so hard. It was all my fault, I can't complain. The pain that I'm feeling, I can't restrain. My mind got wrapped up in too much fame, but I'm being a man and I'm taking the blame. And my mind ain't clear, I sometimes imagine it is sitting here smiling at me while shedding tears. But as I walk over, you just simply disappear. The time had come, we walked outside and my body felt numb. There were thoughts in my head of a bad outcome, but I'm far from a coward. I ain't gonna back down, ain't gonna run. I gotta be brave, I hold her hand tight to make her feel safe. The guys start shouting, calling us names. I didn't look back, I could tell deep down that I had no escape. They decided to rush me and then run away. As I got up, my heartbeat started to race. Looked forward and there on the floor she lays, crying her heart out, screaming my name. And beside her, all I could see was a blade. Put my hand on the wound, screamed help and pray. She's scared, I say everything's okay, but deep down I knew it was just too late. All I could do was just stand there and wait. Called 999, being pokes on the way. And I think to myself, how long will it take? Cause we need every second for her to be saved. And I finally see some lights on a van. A good lock charm gripped tight in my hand. I provide her with as much help as I can. If only this night went as well as planned. I sat down and the operation began. I resuscitate her as much as I can in order to bring my angel back. I talked to try to keep her intact. It was all my fault, I begin to collapse. The good lock charm dropped out of my hand. I say, I love you babe, please come back. And as I say that, the line goes flat.
Babes, don't do this, come back. Babes.